You did this early in the morning. You played this so loudly on your computer speakers.
You can't play this music loud enough.
Well, look at Rachel. She's swaying. And then
exactly. Visions of karaoke.
She's holding up her false lighter, fake lighter.
All right, this is music from a tribute video that's running on YouTube right now. There are actually a whole bunch of them just like this. The video is an appreciation of the life of a reality TV star who died on television this season, Flowers Whiskers, the mom from Meerkat Manor, taken so young, when, much like Vanilla Ice on The Surreal Life 2, she was killed by a snake. Meerkat Manor is just one of the reality shows that people have been digging in a big way this fall. You've also got Your Kids Nation, Your Biggest Loser, my personal breakout fave, America's Most Smartest Model, hosted by Ben Stein. I mean, it's like the perfect collision of highbrow and lowbrow.
Nice eyebrows.
Yes, lovely. Yeah, and eyebrows. No one knows the reality TV like Sarah Bunting. She's co-founder of TelevisionWithoutPity.com. Sarah, thanks for giving us that Celine song from your iPod. That was really sweet
no
of you.
Problem. I've got a bunch of remixes.
I bet you do. So what's the sort of best reality TV out there in your opinion right now? What should people be tuning into?
Well, I'm watching an old classic, Survivor.
Ooh.
Which is not getting the greatest reviews this season, I don't think, but I'm enjoying it mostly because it's rare that the tribes kick off the people that I want to go, but they've been doing a good job of that this season so far. They've been ejecting my most disliked people. So
is that a good move or a bad move? Because, you know, when you're talking about a guy like Johnny Fairplay, you hate those people, but when they're on, it's slightly more interesting, right?
That's true. It's good to have a villain, but I think part of people's attraction to reality TV is that it dispenses a kind of justice that they might not be witnessing or receiving in their own lives. Maybe that's maybe I'm giving reality TV too much credit. That could be true.
It could just be a mirror in your life.
Speaking of Johnny Fairplay.
You watch what?
Celebrity Bull Riding.
Oh, right.
Speaking of Vanilla Ice.
Is that on CMT? Is that on CMT? What channel is that on?
It was on CMT. It is over now.
Yeah. Are there any, aside from Celebrity Bull Riding, are there any little gems that people don't know about?
I don't know if people are still watching Kid Nation. Are you guys still watching?
Yeah, Matt watched it last night, our supervising senior producer. He loved it.
Yeah, I'm sort of into it. I thought at first it was overly managed, and I thought, you know, it'll just be on the DVR, and if I feel like watching it, I'll watch it. But now it's sort of appointment TV. I'm enjoying it. They're, you know, it is overly managed and too structured, and they're kind of ginning up these situations a little bit. But then, you know, when the kid gets the gold star and 20 grand and they're giving a speech about how it's changing their lives and they get to call their parents, you know, that's fake too, but it's kind of touching. I like it.
Speaking of fake, a show that I have been getting really into is America's Most Smartest Model.
Uh-huh.
There was, I think, the greatest line spoken on reality television so far this season was this Russian supermodel guy who was yelling at the other models in the hot tub about how awesome modeling is. I don't know if you saw this scene or not, Sarah, but he goes, "I live in a $6,000 apartment in Times Square," which, first of all, sounds horrible. Like,
yeah,
you're walking
distance
from the Applebee's. But anyway, "I have a beautiful girlfriend. I have an unbelievable life. I have a rare dog." I thought, rare dog,
rare
wow.
Dog.
You're living the life. Have you seen any of this show or heard anything about it?
I have heard about it. That's another one where I think America enjoys sort of seeing certain people brought low. Kind of goes back to the justice thing I was talking about, or maybe it's Schadenfreude, I don't know, but I think America really enjoys having their secret belief about models confirmed, maybe.
They had them do a spelling bee where they had to spell, like, silicone and nincompoop. They made a guy spell. It was actually kind of mean. It made me kind of feel bad for the models a little bit. Sarah, can we talk about the phenomenon that is Meerkat Manor for a minute? I was on the YouTubes today, and there are like 100 tribute videos of this mom, Flower Whiskers, who actually died a while ago, but it just kind of came to my mind recently. People are crazy for this show.
Yeah. No, I think that's been true for a while. And I had to admire, I don't know if you saw the ads around New York, where they did a parody of that famous Sopranos ad. It was like on the side of bus stops and everything, where it says the family, and then in the famous Sopranos sort of flying wedge pose is all the meerkats, and they used the same font.
Yeah, it was really clever, actually. I mean, I think they did a couple other ones that were sort of Paris Hilton-esque. They had one of the meerkats. It said, like, spoiled brat, you know, like one of the, I guess, you know, part of the meerkat brood, but they made her look like Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I think that was a print ad. I think I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know, pretty clever. Well, do you feel like reality TV, has it gotten its second wind, or maybe it's its 15th wind now? Because it was such a big deal, and then it seems like it had been so crappy for a while. I mean, is there a renewal going on?
Well, I don't know. I think that you've seen, in the last few years, you've seen kind of a separating of the wheat from the chaff. And the stuff like...
That's actually a show on the Farming Network.
Separate the wheat from the chaff. What do you win on that show?
A farm loan from
the
U.S. government.
Okay, good. Farm subsidy. Prize. That's important. You know, building awareness of agribusiness.
You feel though, like the lame shows are falling away a little bit?
I think so. I think that in the sort of beginning of the genre, like Survivor first really burst onto the scene in 2000, and then in the years following that, whatever type of show worked, whether it was a dating show like The Bachelor or sort of social networking and survival skills show like Survivor, that, you know, there were a bunch of pretenders to the throne in each of those categories, and the ones that were really slapped together or cynical or seemed like a parody of themselves, and I'm thinking of stuff like My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiance,
right.
My Big Fat Obnoxious Boss, that a lot of that stuff, you know, for a while, things like that were successful just by being on the air. And, of course, networks and production companies love them because they're inexpensive to make.
Well, next time we have you on, Sarah, you and I will do an hour on the trainers from The Biggest Loser, who I hate so much. But we are out of time for this segment, so we'll have to do that later. Sarah Bunting, co-founder of TelevisionWithoutPity.com. Thank you.
Sure.